Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
It's Sunday, and guess what? It's the Hairy Rock Show. But I'm just on my own. Because the Mayor's, well, he's disappeared into the ether. He's got a big garden in France, and that's where he is. So you've got me. Sorry.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Fred Badham. Hello, Fred. How are you? And he said, subject, motorcycles. Good. Well, that's Andy. That's Andy, isn't it? You know, hi there. My name is Fred Badham. So it is. And I present the Motorcycle Show on Dragon Radio. Flippin' Nora. A student-run radio station for the University of South Wales. My show runs on Fridays at 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And it's all about motorcycles. From the latest biking news, MotoGP, to talking about the history of motorcycles, I would really appreciate it if I could have a shout-out, as I know the Hairy Bikers are keen enthusiasts of the motorcycle world. Thank you, Fred Badham. Well, Fred, yes, we will give you a shout-out, which is exactly what we're doing. So tune in at Dragon Radio. You can get it on dragonmedia.uk/Aruni-something-or-other. And it's the University of South Wales. Well, Fred, if you wrote it all down, we'd be able to do it, wouldn't we, you lunatic? Anyway, listen, very good. Carry on the good work. I'm now going for a wee.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
It's a Sunday roast amnesty. Here we go. Be nice, Kingy. Be nice. Be nice. Smiley face, Kingy. Smiley face. Sophie B. Beer-cured bacon. Oh, yeah. Is the subject. Dear Scientive, I went on a little road trip last weekend up to Suffolk and stopped off in Southwold on the coast. There, I discovered a butcher's shop, which opened in 1684 and is still going. Well, that's impressive. That's good business. A proper butcher, and being run by fairly young people in their early 20s, which was just lovely to see. How old are you, Soph? Sophia, what's going on? Come on. Right, my road trips tend to be fairly foodie, and I usually come home with loads of goodies, and bought a selection of their sausage and this particular beer-cured bacon. I can honestly say that this is the nicest bacon to pass my lips ever, and I have sampled a goodly amount in my time. Could you do this bacon curing at home in small quantities? And if so, how? Lots of love, Sophia. No, you can't. Because it takes all sorts of stuff. All of which I'm not going into because you'll all get botulism. So, no. Go back and support your local thingy and go and buy some more bacon from the lads. They're in their early 20s trying to make their way. So go and support them instead of us telling you how to do it at home. Because, to be honest, I don't know. It's not just as simple as putting beer and bacon together. That's all I'm saying. There's saltpeter involved. There's all sorts of stuff. So, and salt boxes and... Yeah, look, the reason that Dave and I say that there is... Well, Dave says it more than I do. There's pleasure in a pig. Is because it is a varied meat that you can do lots with. You can cure it. You can fry it. You can bake it. You can roast it. Anything you can... And there's so many different cuts. So let the guy just keep going about the butcher, Sophia. It's way easier. And honestly, you'll have more time to do the fun things in life that you like.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Right, now it's an email from one of our lovely listeners. You're all lovely, but this one particular, Moira Kaskahau. I hope I've pronounced it right, Moira. The subject is Lemmy. Not Lemmy. Ooh. get in. Hello, Si and Dave, she says. In the late 70s, my best friend Glenda and me saw Motorhead at Newcastle City Hall. Yeah. I wasn't the 70s, it was kind of like late 80s, mid 80s, late 80s for me. And we were lucky to end up partying backstage with them because our mates worked there. Flipping heck. I tell you what, you're a braver lass than me. I tell you what. A week later, we got on the train to London to see them at Hammersmith, but we didn't have tickets. What were you and your friend Glenda up to? You Tinkerbells. When we got there, I knocked on the stage door, and when a roadie answered, I said, "Is Lemmy in, please?" What a well-brought-up lass. He smiled, asked who we were, so I just said, "Tell him Moy and Glenda from Newcastle is here." The door closed, but 2 minutes later the door was opened by the man himself, who took us in, and we enjoyed the gig from the front row. Went to a champion party afterwards at a posh hotel. He truly was a lovely man. Love the show, Moy from Gateshead. Well, yes, and he seems it. I don't know whether you've already his autobiography, White Line Fever. Oh, or maybe it's not his autobiography anyway, White Line Fever. If you've read it, he has a certain logic to the world that I kind of quite like. He didn't like the Rolling Stones much, did he? Fool, flipping heck. What? Cute, yeah. Well, I dread to think, what did you do the first meeting? So you and Glenda got, you know, and Lemmy comes to the door and opens it himself. By God, you two must have been good. Hey, that's Geordie girls for you. Love them.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Now, right, and it's time for... keep your emails coming, because it's brilliant. It's time for another email from one of our lovely listeners, and the name is Dizzy Lizzie. Oh, here we go. Subject, just a hello, she says. Oh, nice. Hello to my two favourite rock chefs. I love your Sunday shows. There's nothing better on a Sunday morning than preparing a Sunday roast to awesome rock music and two awesome giants. Thank you. I'm a Geordie exile. What do you do? Well, actually, I'm a sun dancer, to be pedantic, living in King's Lynn. You're a sand dancer, not a sun dancer. There's no sun in the northeast. We only have two. Look, have you forgotten? No wonder you're in exile. Your brain's gone. It's sand dancer because you come from South Shields. And in case you haven't forgotten, most of the time it's grey up here. We only get 9 months of bad weather and 3 months of winter. On the days, it's great though, on the days that it is sunny. Actually, I have to say, like today, the days that it is sunny is brilliant. Because you just take all your clothes off and everybody's on the beach. It could be February or anything. It's got sunshine. Whee! Right. Living in King's Lynn and have to translate what Si says to my other half. I beg your pardon. Are you saying that my accent is incomprehensible? Good Lord. Oh, hold on. No, he comes from Norfolk. I'm not going to go there. Thank you for the temptation, Dizzy Lizzie, to go there about your Norfolk-born husband. When are you coming back to Norfolk for another live show so I can book a front row seat? Much love, Dizzy Lizzie. When are we coming on tour to Norfolk? Well, I've got to tell you, when we come up with an idea good enough to take on the road. Well, late on is good, man, but we'll run out of ideas. And no, we don't want any from you, so keep your emails to yourselves. We've already had one last week. Somebody said thought we should do a cut price bloody funeral service. Honestly. No. Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, I'm not coming if your husband doesn't understand what I'm saying. There's no point, is there, really?
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.